WashPost says Mayorkas's prompt deportation claim is mostly false. By Neil Monroe on May 7, 2022. The Washington Post's fact-checker has finally recognized a clear public deception by Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, who frequently claims illegal migrants he allows into the United States are promptly deported. Writer Glenn Kessler deemed Mayorkas' claim as containing significant factual error and/or obvious contradictions, mostly false. The criticism by the establishment news outlet will do little to change Mayorkas's policies, which imported at least 1.5 million wage-cutting, rent-boosting migrants over the southern border in 2021. Those numbers are set to rise in 2022 as Mayorkas minimizes his use of Title 42. But the Washington Post's criticism may encourage D.C. editors and reporters to show more skepticism about Mayorkas's pro-migration policies and claims. The fact-checker focused on Mayorkas' May 1 claim to Fox News Sunday. You know what happens to these individuals? They are either expelled under the Title 42 of the CDC, or they are placed into immigration enforcement proceedings. They make their claims under the law. If those claims don't prevail, they are promptly removed from the United States. Kessler noted that more than 1 million illegals have been exempted from Mayorkas's promptly promise. Mayorkas, in his remarks, gave the impression of a smooth-running machine. Non-citizens who illegally entered the United States are given their day in court and, if they lose, they promptly are deported. But the reality is much different. Certain nationalities, such as Mexicans, appear on a faster track to deportation. But others are not. Indeed, more than 1 million people who entered the country without proper documents have been given deportation orders, and still have not left. Others have disappeared. A problem that may have gotten worse as tens of thousands of undocumented immigrants are released in the country each month. There are at least 1 million migrants with final orders of deportation from judges, plus at least 11 million more who are either hiding in the long, complex, loophole deportation process or else are hiding from the federal government. But Mayorkas' deception goes far deeper than his use of promptly. For example, Kessler did not describe Mayorkas' effort to convert the U.S. immigration system from a protective guard for Americans' families into an aid program for poor and unlucky foreigners. This post-American progressive policy also serves to accelerate the bipartisan, pro-investor extraction migration economic policy. That policy pulls foreign consumers and workers from many foreign countries, through many legal, quasi-legal, and illegal avenues, into Americans' economy and society. This colonialism-like extraction policy has drastically changed American society and economy since 1990. For example, taking inflation into account, median wages have barely grown while the stock market has grown at least tenfold. Moreover, Kessler also allowed himself to be manipulated when he posted a deeply misleading statement from Mayorkas's agency. The statement noted that DHS and the Justice Department in March issued a new regulation to conclude certain asylum cases in months instead of years, meaning that those deemed ineligible for asylum can be removed more quickly. On May 4, Senator Robert Portman, R.O., rebutted Mayorkas's claims of a fast-track asylum process. Portman, should we be removing more people who did not qualify for asylum? Secretary Mayorkas, we should be able to remove individuals who have made a claim for relief, who have had that claim heard by an immigration court and the immigration court denied that claim. Those individuals do not have a legal basis to remain in the United States and therefore should not be permitted to do so. Portman, but you and the administration have a policy not to do that. That's the point. Secretary Mayorkas, Ranking Member Portman, that is precisely why we promulgated the asylum officer rule to more expeditiously be able to remove individuals. Portman, well, we can talk about that later, but the asylum officer rule says that, if you are at the border, you get a quick adjudication. But if the adjudication is that you do not qualify because you're an economic refugee, you are then allowed to appeal that decision to the regular immigration court judge. Kessler is also late to the game. For example, on May 4, Mayorkas repeated the promptly claim in a Senate hearing with Democrat and GOP legislators. After Title 42 is lifted, non-citizens will be processed pursuant to Title 8. which provides that individuals who cross the border without legal authorization and are unable to establish a legal basis to remain in the United States are promptly removed from the country. In response, many GOP senators said they do not trust Mayorkas or believe his statements. "People around my state, they don't believe at all the border is under control," said Senator Rick Scott, RFL. "I don't believe you're doing anything to make the border secure. I don't think there's any question you're not enforcing the law. When you say that we have operational control of the border, is that actually disinformation?" Senator Shelley Moore Capito, RWV. The GOP leader of the Senate's Homeland Defense Appropriations Committee, asked. "We don't believe that is true," she added. Extraction migration. Since at least 1990, the D.C. establishment has extracted tens of millions of migrants and visa workers from poor countries to serve as legal or illegal workers, temporary workers, consumers, and renters for various United States investors and CEOs. This economic strategy of extraction migration has no stopping point. It is brutal to ordinary Americans because it cuts their career opportunities, shrinks their salaries and wages, raises their housing costs, and has shoved at least 10 million American men out of the labor force. Extraction migration also distorts the economy and curbs Americans' productivity, partly because it allows employers to use stoop labor instead of machines. Migration also reduces voters' political clout, undermines employees' workplace rights, and widens the regional wealth gaps between the Democrats' coastal states and the Republicans' heartland and southern states. An economy built on extraction migration also alienates young people and radicalizes Americans' democratic compromise-promoting civic culture because it allows wealthy elites to ignore despairing Americans at the bottom of society. The policy is hidden behind a wide variety of excuses and explanations, such as the claim that the U.S. is a nation of immigrants or that Americans have a moral duty to accept foreign refugees. But the economic strategy also kills many migrants, exploits poor people, splits foreign families, and extracts human resources from the poor home countries. The economic policy is backed by progressives who wish to transform the U.S. from a society governed by European-origin democratic culture into a progressive-led empire of competing identity groups. "We're trying to become the first multiracial, multi-ethnic superpower in the world," Representative Rohit Khanna, DCA, told the New York Times on March 21. "It will be an extraordinary achievement. We will ultimately triumph." Not surprisingly, the wealth-shifting extraction migration policy is very unpopular, according to a wide variety of polls. The polls show deep and broad public opposition to labor migration and the inflow of foreign contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. The opposition is growing: anti-establishment, multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity that Americans owe to one another.